This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Nepal government continues diplomatic efforts for safe release of Bipin Joshi from Hamas captivity. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Rana hold telephonic conversation with Iranian counterpart for initiatives. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli holds discussion with chief ministers from all seven provinces about the progress of development projects. Langtang National Park calls for all-party cooperation to control wildfires spread in lower region of the park. And International Criminal Court condemns U.S. sanctions on its officials, vows to continue independent judicial works. Now the news in detail. Nepal government has continued its diplomatic efforts for the safe release of Bipin Joshi from Hamas captivity. In this connection, Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba held telephonic talks with her Iranian counterpart Abbas Araghchi on Thursday night, urging him to take initiative for Joshi's release. Foreign Minister Rana's private secretariat said, on the occasion, Foreign Minister Araghchi gave the assurance that he would raise the topic of Joshi's release with priority in his upcoming meeting with Hamas officials. Hamas has started releasing people under its captivity after the ceasefire deal with the Israeli government. Minister Dr. Deoba has been making diplomatic efforts for Joshi's release through the United Nations, international and regional forums and meetings. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has committed to completing the development projects in the stipulated time frame. Writing on his Facebook wall, the Prime Minister mentioned that he held discussions with the chief ministers from all seven provinces today about the progress of the development projects. The head of the government also shared that 30 billion rupees has been paid to the construction entrepreneurs. Meanwhile, the progress of national pride projects envisaged and initiated by the government for effective public service delivery and to boost economic growth has not been so satisfactory. Of the total 66 billion rupees allocated for the 19 of the total 27 national pride projects for the current fiscal year, only 17 billion rupees has been spent as of the 6 months of the current fiscal year. The Ministry of Finance said this is the 25.70% of the total budget. Langtang National Park has called for all-party cooperation to control the wildfire that has spread at an altitude of 3,832 meters above sea level. The appeal for cooperation has been made after a sudden fire broke out in the forest of Dukcheswar Rural Municipality's Multhala area of Nuwakot district, which is in the lower region of the park, went out of control since February 4th. According to the national park, the fire that spread in the base area of the park towards Nuwakot has so far destroyed about 15 hectares of forest and the fire is spreading rapidly. Senior conservation officer of the park, Shyam Kumar Sah, said that it was difficult to control the fire only due to the efforts of the Nepali army deployed for the protection of the park and park staff. The construction of the Asian Highway, which has been moved forward with the main objective of connecting Asian countries through road network, has started gaining momentum. 12% of the construction work is said to have been completed in 1 year. The 120 kilometer road from Kakarbhitta to Laukahi under Asian Highway No. 2 was supposed to be upgraded. However, the upgrading works are being carried out only on 95.76 kilometers of the road currently under contract. A meeting of the House of Representatives today held discussions on the bill designed to make provisions regarding legislation 2081. In today's meeting, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Ajay Kumar Chaurasia presented a proposal seeking discussion on the legislation bill along with the report of the Law, Justice and Human Rights Committee. The bill covers the issues related to further systematizing the development of bills, archiving, publication and management of legislation. Similarly, President of the House of Representatives Committee on Industry, Commerce, Labour and Consumer Welfare, Abdul Khan, presented the report of the Committee on the Bill related to e-commerce in the House meeting today. On the occasion, Committee President Khan said that the government presented the bill to regulate and systematize the transactions through e-commerce in the view of the growing transaction of goods and services through e-commerce in Nepal. The 16th meeting of the Medical Education Commission has decided to provide resident doctors at private medical colleges with a living allowance similar to those in government medical institutions. The meeting, presided over by Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli at the office in Simhadara today, took the decision to this effect, followed by extensive discussions and recommendations included in reports from the relevant parties. With this decision, the resident doctors at private medical colleges now will receive a monthly allowance of 40,700 rupees, equal to that of their government counterparts. The country has received 763.08 billion rupees in remittance in the first 6 months of the current fiscal year. Releasing the mid-term review report of the current fiscal year on Thursday, the Ministry of Finance stated that remittance inflows increased by 4.1% in the review period compared to the same period of the last year. However, the remittance inflows had increased by 22.2% in the same period of the last year. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break. Videsh gaye padi chinta ki na garne Nepal Telecom ko international roaming line jaha bhaye pani paunu ho sami sangai call gardus data chalaunus sansar bhari sajilai Nepal Telecom ko international roaming seva sucharu garna *14*#7# dial gari wa Nepal Telecom ko app bata pani garna saknu huncha Nepal Telecom rashtra ko sanchar. Welcome back. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. The International Criminal Court, ICC, has vowed to continue its judicial work after US President Donald Trump signed an executive order to impose sanctions on its staff. According to the BBC, the ICC said it stands firmly by its personnel and the order seeks to harm its independent and impartial work. Trump's order accuses it of illegitimate and baseless actions after the ICC issued an arrest warrant for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over alleged war crimes in Gaza, which Israel denies. The ICC also issued a warrant for Hamas commander. More than 120 countries are members of the court, including the UK and many European nations. The ICC is a global court, although the US and Israel are not members, with the power to bring prosecutions for genocide, crimes against humanity and war crimes. China has slammed Washington's Cold War mentality in Latin America after Panama quit its Belt and Road Initiative, BRI. Al Jazeera cited Lin Jian, a spokesperson for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of China, on Friday, as saying Beijing firmly opposes the United States using pressure and coercion to smear and undermine Belt and Road cooperation. He hit out at the United States for sabotaging the global infrastructure program. Jian said that more than 20 Latin American nations are among the more than 150 countries that have participated in the BRI since it was rolled out by China in 2013. Now, the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in hilly and mountainous region of Koshi, Gandaki, Karnali and Sudhapashchim province, and mainly fair in Bagmati province and Tarai region. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepal government continues diplomatic efforts for safe release of Bipin Joshi from Hamas captivity. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Rana hold telephonic conversation with Iranian counterpart for initiatives. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli holds discussion with chief ministers from all seven provinces about the progress of development projects. Langtang National Park calls for all-party cooperation to control wildfire spread in lower region of the park. And International Criminal Court condemns U.S. sanctions on its officials, vows to continue independent judicial works. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.